On behalf of Moses Boston and Idco, and Egan Shir Torah, I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. Egan Shir Torah has been working very diligently to bring everybody fine shiurim, fine topics, some wonderful Megidei Shir. And anybody who would like to help out by sponsoring one of the shiurim should see one of the askonim. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Moshe Klein and Uven Wolf, Leo Nishmas, Ubsob, and Rav Moshe Menachem, Zecharim Lebracha. Tonight is no exception. Egan Shir Torah has gotten for us, once again, somebody that anybody who has heard him has come away very impressed. And not only impressed, but somebody who comes away with always giving his soyudos and any ashkofa. And we are very fortunate to have Frank Waxman Shlita, Rosh Hashiva, Shiva Tavina Monsi.
I did not choose tonight's topic. The topic, money and gashmias, your master or your servant, I find a bit presumptuous. It presumes, however, that everybody has the problem what to do with their overabundance of money and gashmias. Later, as we know, many of us have a problem what to do with the lack of money and gashmias, they're so helpful. Everybody should be zoichet to shefa and brocha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. However, the Askonim, the Ma'arganim said, people want to know, talk about how to deal with money and gashmias. The vice is that even the people who don't yet have money and gashmias plan very shortly, are hoping very shortly to have, and they want to know, as soon as they have it, how to deal with it. And Memela, we're going to address this topic. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim Zchusayolin Aleinu told a story that he remembered as a child. He said as a child he once saw the Tsar Nikolai. The Chofetz Chaim was in a little town near Vilna, and it was known that the Tsar was coming to visit the town. And about a month or two before the visit, there was a whole regiment of soldiers that were sent out with their commanders to prepare a reception, a Kabbalah Tonim, befitting the Tsar of Russia. And there was one of the commanders, a general, he was in charge of arranging a magnificent parade. So when the Tsar comes, they should all be marching and being Makabal Tonim. And he drilled the soldiers for a month. Every day they were out practicing their formations to be able to march in perfect order. It should be a covered for the Tsar. Nobody knew exactly what day the Tsar was to arrive. One day, the commander who was in charge of presenting this parade decided he needed a little bit of time off, and he went off for a stroll near the river. Just while he was away, the chariots came rushing in, the Tsar has arrived, and all the soldiers ran to stand at attention. Chofetz Chaim is remembering, he's reminiscing when he was a little boy. He said everybody came out of the town to watch what's going on. And the Tsar came, and all the soldiers are there, and the commander's not there, the general's not there, and the Tsar was understandably furious. And he's standing and waiting, when is the procession going to start, when did they begin the parade, and there was nobody there. So finally the Tsar was very angry, and he said, is there any soldier out here who knows how to get this thing started? And there was one Yiddish Bacher, a capable fellow, a Jew never misses an opportunity, and he said, yes, your majesty, I can run this parade, I've been watching for weeks how this goes. And I said, well, start, lead. And he took out his whistle and his drum, and he did a flawless execution, a perfect job. He presented a magnificent parade. Everything went smoothly, and the Tsar was sitting there watching. He was all impressed. And while the marching is going on, suddenly this general comes running up. He's huffing and puffing. He's in terror. He sees what's going on without him. He was away, and look what happened to the Tsar. And he runs. He throws himself, your majesty, I'm sorry, I'm here. Let me continue. I'll take over from here. And the Tsar puts his hand and says, like, just pushes him aside. Sit at the side. And he watches the parade continue. Finally, when it's all over, he calls this Yiddish Bacher over, and he congratulates him for a job well done. And then he asks the general to come. And he says, tell me, he says, how much do we pay you salary a month? He says, I get 20 rubles a month. And he says to this Yiddish Abacha, the soldier, says, and how much do you get a month? He says, I get 5 kopecks a month, Your Majesty. He says, the Tsar says, look, I pay you 20 rubles a month. And look what lousy service I get from you. This fellow, for 5 kopecks, did a better job than presented me with exactly what I needed, did a better job than you. And Rav Chaim pulled over the stairs and said, I want you right here and now to change uniforms. This bachur will now become a general and you're going to be demoted to private and you're going to exchange salaries. Where did Rav Chaim get sent? But Rav Chaim said, Rav Chaim said, Rav Chaim said, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives some of us, he invests heavy salaries. Some of us get paid bigger salaries than others. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam expects service. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam likes lucrative investments. If he invests, he wants to see returns. He expects there should be Tzvayt Shamayim coming out of such an investment. But if he looks and he sees the one who I'm supporting so generously is not bringing out Tzvayt Shamayim, and there is the Ani Doraman, who look without getting with a much smaller salary, he's managing to bring out so much more Kvod Shamayim that Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, you know, let's make a switch. Maybe they switch places. I'm getting a better deal on this guy than on the other guy. So the Chofetz Chaim gesagt. Rabbeisai, Ashirus, Panosa, money, Bircha, Brocha, Shefa. This is an oil. This is a Mechayiv. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with an abundance, he expects something in return. He wants to see how we behave, whether he's getting his money's worth. People don't realize, they don't understand that Ashirus is an oil. It's meant to be an oil. Many people look at Ashirus, or the dream of Ashirus, as the ultimate precursor oil. Ooh, when I have money, I'll do whatever I like, and I'll say whatever I like to whoever I want, and nobody's going to tell me what to do. He's going to buy a book, and I'm going to fear my... That's his dream. He thinks, he walks down the street, wait till I do whatever I like. A dream for Naid. A dream of Yid is imagining. He has this fantasy in his head of being a total toilet oil. It is a nature within a person. A person doesn't want to have an oil. A person feels oppressed when he's being told what to do. So what does the Torah have to say about a person who doesn't want an oil? Zok the Heilige Torah in Parshas Mitzavim. If there will be a person, Vizborech Bilvovo Yelemor Sholoim Yieli, peace will be to me, Ki Beshriros Libi Elech, I'll do what I please. Lo Yoiva Hashem Sloyachloi. Hashem will not forgive such a person. Ki oz yeshan, they will fire af Hashem v'kinosay b'yishahu v'lofza b'y kol haklolo haksuvo b'sefer hazeh u'mocha Hashem eshimoy mitachas hashomayim pilei ploim u'mocha Hashem eshimoy. Do you know for whom we reserve a klolo like yimach shimoy? Rachmana l'tzlon. Zog the Torah. This is what's in store for a political, for a person who says the Shirinus Libi Eilech, someone who succeeds in achieving total pre-kafel u'moch Hashem Hashemoy. So is this a dream for a Yid? Is this something a Yid longs for the day when I'll do what I want and no one will tell me what to do? The tachlis of Ashirus is not prikas oil. Lehepach. It brings misyonis on a person, it's mechayiv a person, it makes demands upon a person on how he's meant to behave. Extra misyonis. Now we're often very harsh on how rich people behave. Tend to be very critical. Let me tell you another mice about the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim had a Talmud who was a bochur in Radin, who had the dubious distinction of being the poorest bochur in Radin. Now you know how rich the bochur in Radin were. So you can imagine what it meant to be the poorest bochur in Radin. Stell dich vor. And he used to be a bit of a dreamer, and he always dreamed of making it rich one day. And he used to talk, when I'm going to be rich, I'm going to give so much tzedakah, and I'm going to treat Aram alike with so much kavod. You're going to see, I'm going to turn the world. And he used to beg the Chofetz Chaim to give him a bracha for Ashiris. He said, Rabbi, I promise when I become rich, I'm going to tell so much to the doctor. And Chavetz Chaim said, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, he managed to start handling a little bit, trading here and there, and before you know it, he got a little bit of a business, and he built himself up, and he moved to another city, and he became a very big gvir. And he was known to be a miser. He didn't give a penny to the doctor. One day the Chavetz Chaim came to visit this town where this Talmud lived. He gets a knock on the door opens, and this Talmud is standing. He runs into the room, and he closes the door behind him, and he locks it. And he throws himself down at the table, and he starts to cry. He says, Rebbe, save me. Help me, I'm a sick man. All my life I dreamed, I had this dream, that when I'm going to have money, I'm going to be giving it out, I'm going to be about tzedakah. Rebbe, my hands are paralyzed, I can't open them, I can't part with money. When I see coming someone calls, I run, I hide, I put out the light, save my life. Then what can I do? I'm out of control. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, my entire kind, you think that you have the same asogis today that you had then? He said, almost begin with our marshal. He said, there was a man who went to buy a sack of flour from a peasant. He says, I need 5 rubles worth of flour. He says, here, take the sack and fill it up and give me 5 rubles. He takes the sack and he starts to fill and fill, and the storekeeper doesn't say anything. He keeps on filling and filling until it goes all the way to the top. He says, okay, here's 5 rubles. And he says, no, you filled it up to the top, that's 50 rubles. He says, what do you mean? He says, I don't understand. The higher you fill it up, the higher the price goes. So Chofetz Chaim said, if the Eibishter is mashpia upon you, panosa, and bracha, you have to understand that at the same time, the nisyonis grow, the kinah, the tyre, the covet, all those things go along with it. You can't be either in the same nisyonis that you had before when you were dreaming of how you're going to look today. He says, and I'm going to know. Ashidus, Gashmius, brings with it greatness, yoinus, pests of our spiritual strength. And it takes great fortitude and a lot of preparation and knowledge about Ashkofas HaTorah to be able to withstand suchness, yoinus. The Mesilus Yesharim in Shal HaPrishis, which should be required reading for every Yid, he goes through the various spheres there are in Mamore Chazal, where in some place we would see from Chazal that it's okay for a person to enjoy himself a little bit on this world. A Nazir is Nikra Choyti with Tir Asmi Minayayin. On the other hand, he brings many Mamorim. Kedoshim Tiyu Kadosh Atzmucha B'Mutalach, how a person should not chase after Moses, he shouldn't look for a life of luxury, he should only take from this world what's absolutely necessary. And there's different spheres and outlook in Chazal, and the Mesilas Yesharim addresses this, and he explains, firstly, he says, what is the avla of Redifas HaTanugim, of being a pleasure seeker on this world? Zog the Mesilas Yesharim, listen to a Loshen. There is no enjoyment in this world that will not draw with it another avera that follows it. Derech Moshul, Hamachel v'Hamishta. Let's say the kosher v'yosher niku mikol yisurei achilah v'mutter. But omna mili hakeres. If somebody fills himself up more than is necessary, Moshech Achrov Prikas Oil. Mishtayayin Moshech Achrov Haznus. And further, a person is margal himself to Tanuge Oilam Hazer, Misham Nimshach El Ha'ozov V'Hagezel. And from there to Shvuez and other Chatoim Aboim Achazer, Umeisir Atzmoy Mino Avoido Min Atoiru Min Atfilo. All these problems he never would have had he started in the beginning, had he not involved himself in this Redifas HaTanugim, which is an endless chase that never comes to an end. The person is never satisfied. So how are we to find a Hashkofas HaTorah in how we are meant to deal with when Baruch Hashem the Eibishter is mashpia to us called to the Torah? You see, this Yisharim, and very similar in the Orchas Tzadikim. Now we have to remember, Rabbi Yisai, there are many different Madregas. There are Madregas of Tzadikim who were completely Poydish, Meitanuge Oilam Hazeh, and when it's Allah, Madrega Acha Madrega. The Orcha Sadiqim is talking to regular people, and he says, Haderech HaYishore Sheyehei Noki B'chol In Yonov Ki Anikiyas Hiderech El Masim Toivim Keitzad Yilbash B'godim Beinanim. A person should live the middle road. He should wear clothing that are somewhere in the middle. Not such outlandish clothes of Ashirim that make everybody look at him. And he even adds, they should be clean and not torn. The same when it comes to food. He should eat machal beinani. The derech hamemutze hakol yeh benekiyas shulchanoi mitosoi v'chol in yonov yiu nekiyim. A person should look for the derech hamemutze, for a normal beinani way of spending his money, of living his life. This is the hadroche of the orches tzadikim. Now, what is a derech hamemutze? How do we define that? Everybody has, Baruch Hashem, a Rav, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Mashpia, somebody we can turn to give him hadrocha. And we have to discuss this with Talmid HaChachamim. Am I living my life b'derech hamemutza? But one thing is very clear. If a person decides a race, he's building a house, he's buying a car, whatever it is, and his attitude is, well, I can afford so much and so much, I'm looking for the best that there is, that's keneged derech haTorah. And Kolshkein the Kolshkein, if he's looking for more than he can afford, well, then it's never for the Brengton. A Yid, at the very least, at the simplest Madrega, should look to live a lifestyle that's cheaper than he can afford. To be able to say, I can afford better, but this and this I don't do because I am a Yid. The Hefkeiah, the unbridled pursuit of, well, I can get it, why shouldn't I get it? No. Doesn't Ishtagi. A Yid says, yes, what am I going to take off? What can I do less with? Poshit l'chvoid shemo yizbarach. Poshit for the sake of not being more irakinah. Poshit for the sake of kadosh atmucha b'mutaloch. Not to become a magushan. Not to become a person who's wallowing in oilam hazeh. Who's going to bring upon himself rachman l'chvon one time after another time. But that's ours. Fashteitzich. Everybody needs to have adrocha from an Adam Gadol, from a Talmud Chacham, from a Rav who knows him and understands him and his needs. But an attitude, let me take whatever I can get, that's what's connected up to you. Yet, even though we all know, and we hear again and again from Gedolei HaRabbonim, from Gedolei HaDor, how we have to cut down on excess, whether it's simchis, whether it's standard of living, the chahena, it's a theme that's discussed all the time. And we know the emes, we know what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us, yet we find it difficult to comply. Why is that? Where is the Shoyrish Hadov? There's a few nekudas Rabbi Yisai. The first thing is, Aleph, we have to reinforce within our souls, Ikre ha'emuna, that a Yid is mechuyev to believe as far as pertains to his panos. Unfortunately, due to the Ruach HaZman, and what's accepted as truth in the world, we feel and believe and live as if Parnassa depends on talent, the Parnassa depends on a sharp business acumen, long hours, good skills, a lot of ambition, a lot of go, the longer the man, that's why he makes Parnassa. Now, boys say, that is kfir. Keneged yisoida so amune. Open up of Chayvus Halavavus and Shara B'tochen, where he tells us what a Yid is mechuyev to believe. Our Adam Rahamin ki kol hadvarim shekiyumai toloi bohem. Everything that is existence depends upon nigzru meroish al yidei haboyer. Ve'af Adam eina yochol l'shanois oisom. No one can change. And v'shahadvarim eilo heimachi toivim avuroi. And whatever his matziv is, that is what's good for him. If it's nigzer on a person, he should be an army. He can sit and dream all day about how much money he's going to make. It's not going to change a thing. And if a person is nigzar min hashamayim, he should be an oshir. It doesn't make a difference on his skill, it'll make a difference on his ability. He has to make the hishtamrus min hachaber lo avishrei vete doshon. The attitude that someone who's masliach is successful, he's gelungen, and someone who's nebuchnat, there's something wrong with him, he's not capable, he's lacking in ability, is apikursis. Famous story about a high school reunion, 20 years after graduation, a class got together, and there was one boy who in the class, he was known today, we say he was intellectually challenged, and he was never matzliach, and suddenly he comes in, and he's with a chauffeured limousine, and he's got two bodyguards, and everybody's misspoke. Yanka, when did you become such a millionaire? How is it possible? He says, I don't know. He says, I bought suits for $50, and I sold them for $100. So what if I only made 1% profit? It didn't bother me. Das ist Parnassus in der Rebbein Shalom, Rabbi. Then Mr. Shik Panosa, and we have to be mechazik this emunah in ourselves again and again. We should learn chayvus all over shara b'tochen. K'mayim koram al nefesh ayeifo. It's chizuk. It's oiris every single year. This is ours, and we have to believe that it's not in our koyach to change. And if a person thinks that by sacrificing, he's learning with Avodas Hashem by putting in extra hours, that's the foolish, the Chavis Adavah said, that will not change a thing, and that's an example of somebody whose money and gashmius is his master, rather than his servant. Etut Fakes from the Torah. The Torah says it doesn't help, it doesn't change a situation. There's a Chiyah Hishtablus, and that's it. And the Rebbeinu Shalom Shik Panosa. The world looks different, it appears different, that's the nesoyin of being an Elohim, of believing Chazal, of believing the Chayvah Salavomers, and not believing of the Gas Veshlus and the Havomer. It's a shver. But if a person incorporates this into his neshama, and he lives with this, he'll find his nesoyin is becoming a lot easier. He'll find that he is not such a Baal Kina anymore. How much do we need because of Kina? Mrs. Sharon writes that if a person, if not for Kina, a person would be ready to live in a hut, to live in a hovel. I would say, Baharaya, look how you live in the country. As long as everybody else is doing the same thing, it's no problem. See, we have up in Mount, I know for there's a drought, there's no water. He tells me, says, you know, I used to be always so busy making sure my lawn is green with the chemicals and the pitamakhtaitas dust and the olives, and you know, and now there's no rain, and it's mamashamachai. So as long as everybody else's lawn is brown, doesn't bother me a bit. Mamachai, as long as everybody's the same, gate minister. Hako kinas ishmei reyeyu. It all comes from there. Now, a person imagines also, moyed galosh and chodas halavolas. Listen, Yeshnom gaman noshim. There are those shekol yishtadlusam litzbor hoinu lahagdil oiso. They imagine they want to amass wealth. Ein or elam mipnei sheim I haven't covered mibliach. They want covered. They want honor, and they see that having money is a source of honor. U mipnei sheim roitzin lasos laatzmom sheim al yidei hoisha. U lechein kamer lechusha yeshnohem loim maspikam. It's never enough because I want covered. The hashkafosom zu, this hashkafah, that the greater the luchush, they are more loy to covet, hushtus mitzidom. It's a narishkeit, zokte. The hagoyim lutoosom, he says, vihinoivas, because they don't understand what true covet is. It comes because they don't know what covet or amiti is, bo'ilam azel, bo'ilam abo. Why do they make their toys? Mashahim Royim, Shamoin Ha Mechab de Mesoshi, but he wants to give him Mechab de Oshi, so he understands. Here's where the cover is Alchlamita Shaldovar, Ein Lumoid Mizer Shashir doing the cover. Say Mashahamoin Ha Mechab de Mesoshi. Why? When a wealthy man walks into it, Why is that? Deep in my subconscious, maybe I'll let us have something from him. Maybe he'll throw something my way. So I have to be mechaber, and that is the source. If he would know that he would never get anything from him, that it's not the koich of him to give anything, so the rest of the Rebbeinu Shleim was goyzer, the covet is nothing. So the fellow imagining is going to be this big ichnich, but it's not covet. That's not covet, that's chanifa. That's the type of covet when he turns his back, they're laughing at him. Where's real covet? About stock-up covet. About chesed, about midas tovus, about mitzchochem, that's covet. So a person is imagining and striving for such superficial, such chitzonis, the chassadis of covet. But all this is a builder on moichin. It mixes us up so we can't think straight anymore. We just imagine and imagine. We dimyan. We live in the oilam ha-dimyan. The Orchas Tzadikim tells us what we're meant to believe. Says there are three reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashpia oisha to a person. And if a person has Ashiris, he has to know it's one of these three reasons, and one of these three reasons only. Zogt the Orchas Tzadikim. Roiv ha-momoin bo'ilam hazeh. If someone has a lot of money, it's one of three reasons. Ho'echod l'toivo me'yeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pashat wants to be mated to this person. He sees he's worthy of HaTovah. Hasheni l'nisoyin, to test him. Hashlishi l'nekoma, that this person has Avedis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be noitim from him, and therefore he pays him up, Rahmanu L'Tzlan, his Oilam Anitzi, on this world, which is the worst thing that could ever happen to Yiddish and Neshama, Rahmanu L'Tzlan, to come up to Yenevelt and say, no, you got it all on this world. How do we know what reason we have Ashiris for? So Chassidikin has an answer for us too. It says this Simon, and there's a way that you can know. Hasimen, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you money is because he wants to be mated to you. Im ha'oshir hazeh lo yaseh hezik l'shum odem l'mayim. If he's the type of gvir who never mazik, he doesn't damage or hurt another person because of his money, only he takes his oishir and his moisiv HaKadosh, avoidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, od be'emes ha'oishir ahu toivahei me'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you see a person like that, you know that his ashiris is a matonah from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Simen ha-nisoyin, how do you know if your ashiris is a test? Sheyeh bal hamomen torud al shmiras memoinah. The person is always busy and torud, trying to hold on to his money. V'yorei tomid min ha-pegoyim shemayafs memoinah. He's always got all sorts of daigas, maybe he's going to lose it, it's going up, it's going down. V'eina nehena min ha-momen lishloid boi v'lechol mimenu. He's not really shoylet on his money, he's not in control of it, but this sounds very familiar to all of us, I'm sure. He says, when you're in such a matzav, you should know, you're always pereach tomid. The lekabeis hoin, he's worried always to amass wealth. The doyeg bishmirosoi, this person elu vaday l'nisoyin him. And then there's a third madrega, the simen hanekama. How does one know that his money is only the Rebbeinu Shlom being noikim in him for his avedus? Sheiye bal hamomoi mazik lacherim b'mamoinoi umizgoe boy. If one causes hurt or damage to others with his money, and he becomes a balgaiver, the ainah oisib boy tzedoka v'toyud boy lehisane, he's told, how could I get more and more pleasure? Al zeh nemar oisha shomer lebalav lerasoi. The whole ashiris is just held for this person for his ra, for his detriment. The title tonight is Money and Gashmias, Your Master or Your Servant. I think in the first two drachim, we have an answer. If a person has ashiris that comes l'toivah, and he's using it to be moisif avoidas hakoidash, and he doesn't hurt anybody, that person's money is his servant. The second madrega, when the money is there in the soyan, it's being matched with him. It's constantly testing his levels of erlichkeit, his levels of emunah, of betochin, his midas. That money is his master. That's kesef that's there to test the person. But there's a third madrega that wasn't included in the title tonight. The medas moir is on Regenberg. There's a level not where the money is the master, not when it's the servant, but when it's a tool for one person to be a master over another person. And such a person is beneath content. He's despicable beyond redemption. I once had a schus. I was asked to help a young man who came from Eretz Yisrael, a Talmud Chochem Muflig, a Magid Shir, a Tzoris young man. He went to a lot of Tzoris. Somebody asked me to help him go around collecting a little bit of money. We went, came to a house of a Yid who, I don't think the expression is nouveau riche, is that what they call it? And somebody who recently became very wealthy, extraordinarily wealthy. We knock on his door, and with a scowl he lets us into the house, and we sit down. It's dark in the room, and he doesn't say a word. We're sitting there, so we begin to talk, and I begin to talk, and I'm feeling more and more foolish. Man doesn't, he's not made it, he doesn't move. Staring, then this young man begins to talk. Fine, after the end he says, come to me tomorrow in shul by davening and I'll give you something. This young man was really meant to be going back to New York that night. I said, listen, either the gvir, he said he's going to help you tomorrow. He's waiting your daven. It was a very early minyan. It was a whole problem to get this fellow a ride. And so he got there and he went and he came. And the man presented him with a $20 bill. Now, Rabbi Sai, I don't know. He could have a hard day. Could have had bad news that day. But that's Regan Ashila. Who do you think you are? Who do we think we are? With what type of gaiva? What type of hisnasus? What type of way is that to treat a yid? Or even a goy? A yid to Aleph? Let's remember, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's ready, Madregas, Madregas above all of us. But not alone. Are you the Talmud Chochem? He's an Amoritz. He's an 11-year-old son, not alone more than you. So, Sach Hakol, what makes you so much better than him? Because he never fessed a pizza in his life. Sach Hakol! He never spent a night in a nice hotel. Listen to those things. That makes me better than him. That gives me the right to be condescending to him. To be mezuzah in him. That's Baramama in Mazik Lachel, the Mamoino in Mizgoboy. Rachmano in Slon. That's not guy with a voice that's delicious. And the others were saying all the time. I once read a letter that was written by a caller from Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. She had a cousin in Chutzpah. She wrote her a letter describing her chasana. And she writes there, you know that they say by the day of the chuppah you have meant to do tshuva, you get kaporas avoinas. And I was sitting and thinking, what should I do tshuva for? I'm with Chacham and Father. The Zahiris and Smiris and Kashris and Kedushas HaDibra. We don't speak a word of Lashon Hara at the table. Our whole life was the Kedusha B'Tahan. I was really thinking, what am I meant to be doing tshuva? Ah, soge, v'nayid eshtachter. But when they were leading me to the chuppah by the Badekin, let me tell you what I did tshuva for. You know my father is a Talmud Chochem. One of the Dayanim in Yerushalayim, the Bezdin, 25 years ago, said about him, he's a walking shas. and you know he's not well, and he's a very able Yid. He's a bison. And when I think, Hamai Zisutata has to run around Europe and America and go from door to door, and with his bush and Edelkind, he has to bang on the door. And they would look at him and say, he's so faint, smaller. And I felt his cheeks burning in shame. And I was thinking to myself, Rabbeinu Shalom, he's putting me now on this deck tichel. If only I could have given this tichel to my father, he should be able to have covered his face from the bullshit that he had to go through to marry me off. Of them, of his cubic atone, on the day of my chasana. What do you think a Yid comes to our door? He's coming to collect money, he's making chasana a daughter. Doesn't he deserve a shalom aleichem? Doesn't he deserve a mazel tov? Doesn't he deserve a smile? Doesn't he deserve a warm welcome? Is it so difficult to feel some humility towards him? And maybe it should even enter our minds to be mechabed him. Never, he had enough of his yoinus today. He also would like a little bit of kavod of Rabbi Chaim Mensch. That's an Asoyan, where a person can prove what his Ashirus is. It's so easy to hurt people, it's so easy to mechazik people. Take his hand, shake it hard and tight, and wish him, I hope your next simchas will go easier. A little bit of achno. Is it so difficult? Rav Unsdorfer from Montreal told the Meister that one of Al-Batim in his Kehillah that came to him with a complaint. He said, there's a Meshulah who comes to his house every year, and he gives him. And he noticed he had a little notebook where he writes down notes, you know, of what he got in each house. And the Meshulah was in his house, and he asked to use the Beis HaKisa. So the Balabas took the opportunity to take a peek in his book. He wanted to see what he wrote about him. And he wrote, Koyes Avul Noisim. He was very hurt. He went to his Rav for some chizik. He said, you wrote such a thing about me, Koyes Avul Noisim. He says, no, so where's your seichel? You're giving anyway. Do you have to be koyel? Efshetake, give the seichel upon him, you have to be mechazike yid. Halsach nishtazoi grois. Let's not forget, this is a very short world. There's a world that will be lucky to be in the mechitza of these Eden. This is very straight. Say, Moshe, Nebuch Le'aleinu, someone had a child who was in an accident, and the child became crippled, and they had to send the child to a school for handicapped children. They had to send him in a wheelchair. And the child came home the first day of school, he's not happy with his wheelchair. All the other kids have colorful wheelchairs. He got one of these stock wheelchairs. It's just, his parents had Moedik Rachmanas, don't worry, we'll buy you a green one, a shiny one, with, you know, with chrome all over. Trying to get him that wheelchair. The next day he comes, no other kids have with stickers on the wheelchair. He won't. Then he comes, as other kids have now with motorized, you press a button and it's far, anything you want, Mantayakin. Monas, one day this class is out playing in the park, took them on a trip and they're whizzing around on their motorized wheelchairs. And a class of healthy children comes to play in the park and they're running up and down the trees and the kids start pointing and say, look at them, look at them, they don't even have, not they don't have motors, not they don't even have wheelchairs at all. And they say, look at them, they're walking on feet, Dachmonas of they, Dachochen. Big isn't the kinder. You need all these things now for the Kentish game. The Baisai. We're all American boys. We have our needs. We're spiritually crippled. We can't get along. I had a period of 2 weeks, my fax machine was broken.
I said Bashmakalain in the Brahmish and Khabish is the Yusun anymore. Have Rahmanas of Kanshanish. I need.
But when I see a need, he's great at the feast. He doesn't need. He's Magadal children, the Kedusha, the Tire, Yushalayim, and Akkadis, and B'nai Brak, whatever it was, without the wheelchairs. Shouldn't we feel humble instead of superior? Which we're not.
That's a sign of somebody whose ashiras is l'nekama, Rachmana l'tzlon. And if a person lives with that gaiva, he's misgoyer, he thinks something is coming to him because the Rabbeinu Shalom blessed him with bracha, then he needs it. It becomes part of his soul, part of his nefesh, and if he doesn't get it, he's not a person. And he sinks lower and lower until he becomes the most deplorable thing of all that a yid could become, chalila v'chas. He becomes a ganav, becomes a thief and a liar and a cheat in business, who destroys families and destroys his own family. He feeds his children stolen bread. Why? Because he can't conquer his nourish a petty gaiva. He stoops to the level of what the Medrash Tanchuma says, Ein l'cho chomer mikol yisurin shebetoyle min hagezel. The Lashon Sefer l'kada kemach. Mi shechoyte b'avoyin gezel, hoyreis hu yisoydes ha-toyre, v'ikir shoyre sho'emune, shekol mitzvois ha-toyre tluyin bo. Kama batim shel ashirei oylom nevdu al zois. How many houses of world-class Ashirim were lost because of Avoyim Gezel? Kama mamoim, kama oitzrois nevdu. V'yodu v'tmoyoim ba'avur ze. Aveire zu hi hachamura mikol shar aveire shebetoyim. It's not a far jump from these midas rois, from these taivas rois, from these needs. When a person doesn't live in a mudah, but talking to stoop to this level. The main is aklenetite. The main is gahangot. This is bitterly the gal. Ein ebes halchen dort. There was the famous Hasifas Rabbanim in Petterburg. World famous. All the Gedolim were there. And the Chofetz Chaim was there. And at night he wanted to write something. He didn't have a piece of paper. And all the stores were closed. He was looking around for a piece of paper. And at the same time, at the meeting, at the Asifa, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rashab, was also there. And he saw the Chofetz Chaim looking, said, what do you need? He said, he needs a piece of paper. So the Rashab had the Rebbe's stationery, he took it out and he gave him a piece of paper. So Chofetz Chaim took out 2 kopecks and he paid him. The Rebbe laughed, take that, you have to need your 2 kopecks. No, he insisted. Until finally he had no choice, he had to take it. So it was one of the Meshamishim of the Chofetz Chaim went over to him. He says, Rebbe, don't you realize by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, 2 kopecks is not money. He says, you don't understand. He says, by me, 2 kopecks is not money either. But Gezel of 2 kopecks creates a Malach Ra who with one blow can overturn the whole city of Petterburg. I don't take Matonis. You never know. A person can be giving because of Busha Shemta. The father here is different. I'm a loy plug. There's a chash. A moya dig a tifa gedang. 2 kopecks is not money, but the minute it becomes Gezel, it's millions. Mabol Arayin, the Amkis, or the Chofetz Chaim's Ablik. Or can a person become a servant to his money, can sell his soul, his neshama, his nitzri, his everything, and he can become a lowly criminal, a thief. And being a Shein HaYidos.